Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we will help you keep it running, at least the help you get from ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. Nice morning.
A beautiful morning. Yeah.
70 is still the temperature.
Yeah.
You guys have a busy week at Lloyd's?
It was busy. You know, it wasn't as hot as it has been, but maybe we're taking care of the residuals, the leftovers.
Yes.
Didn't get fixed last week.
You and I were talking before we went on. By the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, this is the guy you want to chat with. He's helped us out here on CCO, helped you out for over 20 years. What did we figure? 25, I think.
Maybe.
Something like that.
I said I remember when Tony was born.
Yeah, so that had to
I
be
was here then.
Yep. Yeah. The phone number and the text number is the same. So if you want to ask your car care question either way, 651-989-9226. That's the number, 651-989-WCCO, if that's easier to remember. Call it in or text it in. I see a line open. We're going to get to the calls here in just a moment. But I was thinking about the new car that my daughter bought from Maplewood Toyota. I might as well say it because it's true. We've talked about it. And she's just thrilled. And you and I and she has talked about the used car. Used car market is pretty big deal these days, isn't it?
Yeah, she asked me what to do. You know, her car is so old
that
if you went to trade it in, there's no value to it.
I bet not.
They might give you a number, but it's not a real number.
Right.
So I suggested that she just sell it because, you know, it's been very, very well maintained, and there's a great market for, kid cars and a second used car that people are looking for. So yeah, there's a great market for a good used car. So she asked me to help her with that, and it's easy. I have people waiting in line looking for a good car, so we'll be able to help her with that with no problem.
But on that subject of used cars, somebody buying a used car, you get a lot of folks coming in and saying, hey, they let me check this out. Would you do this? Because you guys run a series of tests.
We do. Yeah, we do an inspection. We do them every day. You know, somebody that's interested in buying a car, and absolutely you have to do this. You cannot buy a car that you have not taken into your shop and had it inspected. You need to know what you're getting into. And it doesn't take long, it's not expensive, and it's a great value. In fact, it'll probably make you money because I'll tell you a few things that are wrong with it that you can take back and get fixed, and you can either have them fix it or you can get negotiate the price a little bit based on some things that it needs.
And so, if that current owner says, no, I'm not going to let you do that, then might be a red flag.
You can't buy a car without taking it out for inspection.
And how long does it take to do those?
Oh, less than an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
Great idea.
It is a good idea. All right, 651-989-9226. Send a text, same number, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the phones. I think Bill is calling from Wabasha this morning. Bill, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
My wife has a 2013 Ford Escape with a 1.6 liter 4 with a, what do they call it, an Eco Boost or EcoTech or something. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, the battery will go dead. It might be a month before it happens, and then it might be a week. This week, it was 2 days. She was up in the cities, drove back down on Wednesday. Put it in the garage Wednesday afternoon, and Friday morning the battery was dead.
Yeah, well, what's causing that obviously is that something's staying on, and the part that makes it a little tricky for me, if you bring the car into the shop to get it repaired, is in order for me to zero in on exactly what's going on, it needs to act up. That's one of our least favorite words, Denny, intermittent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have to search for them. But at any rate, I can just tell you on that Ford, there's a couple of common problems One is there's the door, the door ajar light is part of the door latch, and they quite commonly fail on that vehicle, where the you know, the door is closed tight like it's supposed to be, but the switch isn't. It's just a little micro switch in the latch, and if that switch is not working properly, if it's sticking, it'll leave the interior stuff on. And so that's one place that we would look. But what I would hope is that if you brought it into a shop and they were able to keep it for a couple of days, that they would try some different things, drive it, and then set up a test. It's an easy test to set up to find a draw. But like I say, the car needs to cooperate at that time and act up for us so that we can so we can find it.
That is tough sometimes, isn't it?
It is tough. It is tough when it's intermittent.
For everybody.
I tell you what, not very often we fail. Pretty often we stick with it and get to the bottom of it.
That's true. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 651-989-9226, either phone or text. Now, keep in mind now, don't wait to ask your car care question, because Dan's going to be here till about 7:45 when Jack Farrell's Wine Chat takes over. So call in your question or send a text. Texter wants to know, is it okay to put in stable in a car's gas tank like you would in a lawnmower?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's what they're talking about is an additive that protects the quality of the gas while the vehicle is being stored. And you'll hear it recommended for your snowblower and for your,
any small engine,
yeah,
too.
Any small engines, and that works just fine in a car too. And you know, read the mixture quantity on the label and get the mixture correct. But no, that works great in a car.
All right, good to know. Thank you for that text. I'll tell you what. Let's go back to the phones. I think Gary is calling from Hopkins. Hi, Gary. What's your question?
Oh, I got an 86 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, and it's got wire wheels on the front. Well, anyways, I know it's got disc brakes on the front. And it's got drums in the back. Well, anyway, if I only go like a mile, it doesn't happen all the time. I'll just feel the left front spoke, and it's just hot. So do you think it's a caliper hanging off?
Well, maybe, and it certainly could be, but I wouldn't. I would test that a little bit more before I just assumed that it was the caliper. You know, if a vehicle sits and it's been sitting for a while, there, especially if you put it away wet, the brake rotors can rust. And Denny, you told me a story about your own car
true.
In this a little bit.
Wouldn't move.
Yeah, the brake rotors rust up very quickly. And so if you're only going a mile and you haven't driven the vehicle very much, I wouldn't consider, and the fact that one of the wheels gets hot, that might just be normal operation. I think I would take it on a longer drive and do it a little bit more consistently. And you're doing a good test. If one of the wheels is significantly hotter than the rest, then yes, something is staying applied. And most commonly it's the caliper, although we find quite often that, the caliper is actually just fine. What can also happen is the brake pads can just get stuck and rusted into the bridges that they sit in. You know, they get full of rust. And so sometimes it's just a matter of taking the brakes apart and cleaning everything up. And the caliper oftentimes doesn't need to be replaced.
No.
But check that. But if after driving the vehicle, you know, maybe 10 miles, put your hand on all four wheels, and if they're all the same temperature, I wouldn't worry too much about it. The next step for you on that one wheel, though, would be to jack the car up and see if that wheel turns significantly more difficult than the other wheels. And if it does, then you're going to need to give it some attention.
All right, Dave. Very good. Dave, we're going to come to you next. Thank you very much for that call. Bill, we have to take a break here, Dan, so hang in there. We'll come back briefly. Call in your car care question or send a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Cecil's Car Care Show around every Saturday. Thanks to the help we get from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where?
It's exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call. We're there this morning at 651-228-1316.
Will you be there?
I will be there for just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Not signing autographs or anything?
Not signing autographs.
Okay.
I rarely get that.
Well, it's time we started.
As you can imagine.
But you do get the cars fixed.
We do get the cars fixed.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah. All right, I tell you what, speaking of that, we have callers on the line. Let's get to them. I think Dave is calling in from Cambridge. Dave, good morning. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. Good show. Say I've got a 2006 Chevy Impala. It's got 68,000 miles on it. And 2 weeks ago, it started acting up a little bit. When I started in the morning, it sputters. And for about, 100 to 200 feet, it seems like it's almost flooding out. And then it corrects itself. I've had it up to a garage here for a few days, and they really worked on trying to figure it out. No codes show, nothing. He can't find anything, and it didn't act up for him. But every morning it's like that.
Well, you should give your shop another crack at it because if it didn't act up, of course there's nothing they can do. But they can put they can put their scan tool on that vehicle, their computer. They can hook it up to your car. And they can watch each of the cylinders when you start the vehicle, and we have as one of the screens that we can go to gives us a misfire counter, and it shows us all the cylinders and it tells us which one of the cylinders, if any, are misfiring, and that really narrows the search for us. Then we can go dig into that particular cylinder and see what's going on, and is it that a fuel injector's dripping a little bit? One common thing that I thought of is, as you were describing that, do you have a little cylinder head leak where it's leaking a little bit of coolant into that cylinder overnight, and then it takes a little ways for that coolant to burn out of there, and then the misfire goes away. So those are the types of things that they're going to look for. But what they need to do is catch it in the morning when it acts up. And like I say, maybe you can even recommend that they, put their scan tool on it to the misfire screen and see if they can't catch it and see what's going on. And, of course, plan to leave it there overnight or two.
Yeah.
So that they get the opportunity for it to act up.
Makes sense. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Let's go to Champlin. I think Bob is there with a question. Hi, Bob.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. I have a 79 Trans Am. It's got a 403 cubic inch Oldsmobile engine in it. Mm-hmm. And if I let the car sit for a week or 5 days, I'll have to pump the gas pedal well over 100 times to get gas up and back up into the carburetor. But if I use it during the day, it's just fine. But over a period of time, the gas is leaking out someplace.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening. The on a carbureted vehicle, the carburetor stores a quantity of gas in the bowl, and then the accelerator pump, when you step on the gas on the accelerator, it gives a shot of gas into the carburetor, and of course it needs that for the vehicle to start. When you let your vehicle sit for a while, the gas is leaking out of the bowl in the carburetor. And because of that, then when you go to start the vehicle, you have to crank the engine long enough for the fuel pump to fill the bowl back up so that you can step on the gas. And when you step on the gas, then it will give it a shot of fuel, and then the vehicle will run. The most common place in the bottom of the bowl on that are some plugs, and those plugs have a tendency to leak. Back from the old days. So what it's going to really involve is, first of all, finding somebody that's good at rebuilding those carburetors. And there are a few of those shops around. If you take the carburetor off, you can take it in and get that carburetor rebuilt. Make sure that when you drop it off, you tell them your complaint so that they know what to look for. But that can sure be fixed with a carburetor overhaul.
I think that's the second carburetor question we've had in about a week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. We have to take a quick break. We have more callers. We have more texters to take care of here on this Saturday morning's Car Care Show on CCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have callers as usual, texters as well. I don't want to forget the texters, but let's grab some more callers here before we run out of time. Roger's calling from Minneapolis, I believe. Hi, Roger. What's your question?
Yeah, Dan, I have a Chevrolet Cruze 2014, and when I put the key on the ignition and it turns over, but it won't start. And one time I did that, and then I took the key out and turned it around and used the other side of it, and it turned over, and then it finally started. Now, is there some reason that doing that?
Well, I wonder if that's a coincidence or if it's for real for you. Yes, there is a code chip in your key. It needs to be the right key for the car. And the fact that turning it over worked, like I say, it might just be a coincidence. But what I would recommend that you try is the other key. Why don't you? You probably have another key somewhere in the house. Switch keys and see if your problem goes away. If it does, then you know you have a problem with the key. And actually, that's pretty common. We do work with a locksmith that helps us reprogram that stuff, which has gotten very complicated, by the way.
I'm sure it has.
These computer keys. But at any rate, that's what I would recommend. Try the other key. If that doesn't work and the problem is frequent enough, then I think you should bring it into your shop, because we can put a bunch of equipment on it, and when the vehicle acts up and isn't starting, we can see what's going on. Is it missing spark? Is it missing fuel? Is the computer not turning on?
Sure.
We'll know all that stuff. So that's what I would recommend, is try a different key. If that doesn't work, then bring it into your shop.
But I've heard of that issue before.
I have too.
Yeah. Thanks, Roger. Let's talk to Daryl. He's calling from Hackensack, I believe. Daryl, you're on with Dan. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering about tire differential. How much tire differential pressure can the differential tolerate at highway speeds?
Well, a lot. This is a question that I get from time to time, and it used to be, and still is actually, that on an all-wheel drive vehicle, if you have a blowout on one tire, do you need to change all four tires? And I think the jury's still out on whether that makes a difference. But what he's talking about, Denny, is if one tire is a larger size than the other tire, for either because one tire is worn a lot more than the other one, or because the air pressure is not the same in the two tires. Will the differential compensate for the fact that those two wheels are turning at a different speed? And yes, it will. It will compensate for that. But of course, somewhere in that system, it has to slip to make a difference for that. For example, when you're going around a corner, the wheels are turning at a different rate also. So that's why you have a differential. It needs to do that. So it's capable of doing it, and the question is, how hard is it on the differential if you let it slip like that for a long time? And my answer is, it's built for that. It can certainly accommodate some of it, because the wheels are rarely turning at the same speed, exactly anyway. So there's room for a little bit of slip, and I think that it's kind of overblown on if you have a tire that three tires that are relatively new, you have one blowout, I don't think you need to change all four of them. So if you need four tires anyway and you have a blowout, then yes, you should buy
four tires
for that reason. But it'll accommodate a significant amount of differential.
Thanks, Daryl. We were talking about the text messages, and this one came in a bit ago, and I know we talked about used vehicles purchasing those. Texter's considering purchasing a 2015 Tahoe 5.3 engine. He has heard about, he wants to know if it's true, about problems with the lifters caused by the active fuel management systems. Have you experienced, and would you recommend, being cautious about that?
No, All vehicles have some sort of quirky little something about them that can scare you. And quite frankly, if you bought into all that, you'd never buy a vehicle, because every vehicle has something that they're famous for. And just because it's a common thing doesn't mean that it's going to happen to your car. And in fact, when you look at the number of Chevy Tahoes that are on the road, it's a rare occurrence. So it's no reason to stay away from it.
Okay.
But if it acts up and becomes a problem, it just needs to be fixed. But, you know, cars need maintenance anyway. So I would, if the vehicle meets your needs, if the cup holder's in the right place and, and
right.
you like where all the buttons are and the way the seat feels, then you should buy the vehicle and then just deal with it as things happen.
Dan, the texter is thanking you so much for the advice on the person's 2012 Impreza. Had it fixed. It was only $242.
Oh,
so
goodness.
They appreciated it.
Yeah, I don't know what we recommended.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Here's another text, 1969 Cutlass. Starts fine when cold, but sometimes not at all. When hot, it's very difficult to turn over, almost like the starter is tired or battery is weak.
Could be, or more likely, it's got a bad ground will cause that. Worn or corroded battery cables will cause that. So what we do in that case, there's actually a test for that. It's a voltage drop. We'll start at the battery and go to the starter and see where along the line we're losing voltage. And it could be on the voltage side, it could be on the ground side, but somewhere the voltage is not all getting to the starter like it's supposed to, and that's why you're having trouble.
But you can find that out.
Oh, yeah, we could find that for sure. Yeah, they teach that in the first few weeks of school.
They do.
Yeah.
All right, here's our final text, and then we have to make way for Jack. My daughter's leaving for college, not taking her 2006 Honda Accord, 201,000 miles on it. Great shape mechanically. Not planning on coming home until December. How should I store the car?
I think it'll be just fine. Honestly, I just left my car in Denver for 2 months and was a little bit concerned. I at least thought about it. You know, will the battery hold up? And it was just fine.
It was.
And I think just from September to Christmas, it'll be fine. Fill the tank with gas. Make sure the tires are pumped up properly, and I think for that amount of time, it'll be just fine. And in the meantime, if you once want to take it out for a drive in the middle of all of that, that's probably a good idea. Take it out for a drive, let the battery recharge, and it'll be just fine.
Excellent. Well, I think you told me that Nick's going to join us next week.
He is, yeah.
Okay, and in the meantime, for folks who want to come over, I know you're open until noon today, but folks, tell us how to get in touch with you guys.
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you down the road, because I think by the time you come back, I'll be on our CCO tour to Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, I'll catch up with you when we realign. It'll be great.
We'll have our people get in touch with your people.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.